Thank you for joining us today. We have Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and Jason Weller, and he's the chief of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS. And they're going to be talking about an announcement to fund to protect and restore agricultural working lands, grasslands, and wetlands. First, we're going to hear from Secretary Vilsack. Good morning.
Good morning, Susan, and certainly appreciate Chief Weller taking an opportunity to be with us as well. And we'll be hearing from him in just a minute. I think the Chief and I both acknowledge and understand that conservation is critically important to the future of farming and rural America. Last year, we were pleased to announce the Farm Bill and the new Agricultural Conservation Easement Program being launched last year. I remember being in the state of Pennsylvania at a beautiful farmstead making that announcement. Since that announcement, we've seen 144,000 acres enrolled in a variety of conservation easements, 485 easements to be exact. These are easements that are protecting major environmental locations like the Everglades, where we've invested $18 million, helping to protect endangered species in California, or preserving native grasslands in Nebraska. We have a variety of options under this new Agriculture Conservation Easement Program. Permanent easements, 30-year easements, term easements, and 30-year contracts, all designed to provide protection and assistance to preserve precious land, to ensure that it provides us the opportunity to continue to have the agriculture that we enjoy in this country. Today, the Chief and I are announcing the availability of $332 million in financial and technical assistance under the Agriculture Conservation Easement Program for 2015. Applications can be submitted at any time, but they are due before May 15th of this year. We know that conservation works, and we're proud of the fact that in this administration we've reached a record level of activity in conservation, over 400 million acres enrolled in conservation programs of one kind or another. Over 600,000 of our finest producers are engaged in conservation practices. We know it works. We know that nitrogen runoff has been reduced by over 3.5 billion pounds. Phosphorus reduced by 700 million pounds. Net greenhouse gas emissions have seen reductions of over 360 million metric tons, which is equivalent to taking a little over 12.5 million cars off the road. So this is a good day for conservation. It's a good day for rural America, and it reflects the investment of the Obama administration in preserving our precious land and water resources. With that, I'll turn it over to the Chief.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. I'm very excited as well to be announcing this release of availability of funds under the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program. And this is a really important tool as part of our broader toolbox of conservation assistance we can offer to landowners across the United States. It actually really well complements our financial assistance programs. What's great about these easements is that you can also have long-term and permanent protection of vulnerable habitats such as wetlands, whether you're in the Everglades, whether you're in Central Valley of California, whether you're in the Mississippi floodplain along the Mississippi River. But then also it's really critical that these are also working land conservation easements, that you can protect open space, you can protect the integrity of agricultural landscapes, prevent it from subdivision and development, so you keep those working lands intact. But they're also then you can keep working grasslands intact as well. And the easements are a vital strategy across the U.S., but particularly in the West, where we're looking at critical species such as the sage grouse and other vulnerable species. These conservation easements are a critical tool that we use with our land trust partners, state agency partners, and other conservation organizations to help protect open space, habitat, but also working lands, working ranches, working farmlands, and helping to retain the integrity and the viability of the rural economy across the United States. Overall, we have about 3.4 million acres under long-term and permanent protection through our easement portfolio, and we're excited to see what type of excellent projects will come in again this year with the additional $332 million we're announcing today. We expect we'll be able to get well over 100,000 acres of additional easement conservation protection with this announcement. So we're really excited to see what comes in by May 15th, as you said, is the deadline, so that we can then turn and work with those land trusts and also private landowners to get in place quality project applications so we can make awards by the end of this fiscal year. So with that, Mr. Secretary, I'd like to just turn it back to you.
Well, appreciate it, Chief. Well, I just want to add a couple of points about how these easements specifically resources can provide up to 100% of the value of the easement to owners, and then can also provide anywhere from 75 to 100% of restoration costs. In the 30-year easement area, it's 50 to 75% of the value of the easement plus 50 to 75% of the restoration costs. In term easements, it's a similar ratio as the 30-year easement. But what I particularly like about this program is that Jason and his team have also found a way around some of the challenges that we have in tribal areas with reference to land ownership, and have created a 30-year contract opportunity and option in Indian country. So regardless of where we might be asked to assist and provide assistance and help, we have created the flexibility within this program to be able to respond to whatever the challenges. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's a popular program, and we would expect and anticipate to have a similar kind of report a year from now in terms of interest and number of acres protected.
Mr. Secretary, thank you. Jason Wellard, Chief of NRCS, thank you.